Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers. It is Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2024. It is
Hump Day!
That's right, and appropriate. We have the camel dressed in camouflage for this hour of the show. Welcome into hour number two.
Wait, camouflage or camouflage? That was a terrible joke.
Done.
I'm sorry.
He'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Zommers.
For better or for
welcome
worse.
Welcome into hour number two for the better. Pat Kreitlow, Trigby Olson, Matt Flynn, we appreciate them being here in hour number one. Always a pleasure when we have our next guest and group of guests with us on the show. Those who know me and have listened to regular listeners to this show know my admiration and respect to America's armed forces and military. And we are pleased to welcome back to the show Brigadier General David May. He is Wisconsin's interim adjutant general. He commands the Wisconsin National Guard and is responsible for emergency management. He also serves as Wisconsin's Homeland Security Advisor, chairs the Homeland Security Council, and serves as the senior state official for cyber matters. He holds a bachelor's and master's degree and a PhD in organization and management. And on Thursday evenings, you can find him downtown spinning oldies. No, not really. General May, welcome back to the program, sir.
Thanks very much. I thought I developed a new side hustle there for a second.
Well, we have Mr. Zommers from your previous appearances. We do have a list of the general's favorites, so we'll be playing those.
Fantastic. I have one to add to that.
Really?
What do you guess? I think a little crosstown traffic is in order because that's my life. You know, I live downtown, and getting across this town right now is, even on foot, it's difficult.
I would never be qualified to have your position, but at least you have access to air transport when necessary. Traffic in Madison these days, you could take a helicopter across town quicker than you could drive.
Yeah, and in a pinch, I could ride my bike to work if I had to.
But... if you had to. Well, it's great to have you here. I guess a little bit just update folks. You haven't been here since probably, December, around the Christmas season.
That's correct.
When you brought, we replayed part of that interview with some of your folks in the Wisconsin Air National Guard over Memorial Day weekend, but update us a little bit in general. What's new at the Wisconsin National Guard?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the number one priority right now is competing for the KC-46. So in Milwaukee, we have the 128th Air Refueling Wing. They fly the venerable KC-135, which has been around since the mid-50s. Mm-hmm. And we are in competition with 14 other states to be considered for conversion to the KC-46, which is the Air Force's newest tanker and the intended replacement for the KC-135. So that's our full focus right now going forward to ensure that those folks are in the newest and most relevant mission with that aircraft.
And this comes on the heels, of course, and update us if you would, because you've been updating the public, not just on this show, but you've held several public hearings, public meetings. You've been on other media around the state talking about the conversion here in Madison to the F-35 aircraft. Where are we at right now on that conversion process?
So conversion continues. It's going well, though we've not received any additional aircraft. Mm-hmm. We should in the next year. But in terms of training and building strength in the aircraft maintainers and our pilot force, we're on track with that. We do have great opportunities, especially in F-35 maintenance career fields, for people that would like to work on the nation's newest fighter jet. But it's going well. And as you alluded to, we've had a number of community-based engagement events to discuss community concerns about that. Those have gone extremely well. It's been great dialogue. I think it's increased the overall understanding and hopefully allayed some of the concerns.
I have a soft spot in my heart for these aircraft, refueling aircraft, because back when I worked for a member of Congress back in the 90s, as we talked about before, one of my jobs was to coordinate, then they were called Military Academy Days, where kids all over in the second district here in South Central Wisconsin would apply to go to one of the military academies. And every year, somebody from, it was a bipartisan effort, and one of the congressional offices would coordinate a field trip, essentially, to a military academy for all these people, citizens and former military veterans who helped select these kids to go to various military academies. And the year I was doing it, for my former boss, Scott Klug, we went to West Point, which is a beautiful, beautiful place if you ever get a chance to go. But we were so fortunate as to all meet in Milwaukee and ride on one of these aircraft, and we got to witness, I got to go down in and lay next to the person and have the, I think at the time it was F-16 that came up underneath, yep, and watched this thing and in real time and just explain to folks what the mission is. Because if, you know, once you see this and see the margin for error, which ain't too big, it's extraordinarily impressive.
It's just amazing, and our people do it so well and so safely. But basically, the idea is a KC-135, which is, you know, basically a Boeing 707 size aircraft with 200,000 plus pounds of fuel on it, is equipped with a boom, or for Navy and Marine Corps, a drogue, basically a basket. Mm-hmm. But for the Air Force, it's a boom. So a sticks out of the back of the airplane, and that boom is flown by a boom operator down to the proximity of the aircraft that comes up to meet it. And there's a port or a portal, usually right on the top of a given aircraft, and they communicate to the point where they match it up, and that boom goes in the spigot, and the gas transfers, and really the boom operator is in control.
Right.
Up front, the pilot and the co-pilot, they're flying the airplane, they're managing the fuel and you know, hitting the button to transfer whatever it is. They say, hey, I need 1,600 pounds. Okay, here it comes. But the boom operator is really in charge of the mission, and it's what allows us to fly our aircraft anywhere in the world.
I was just going to say that part of the mission that I think on the civilians we don't always appreciate when we look up in the sky and we watch the news, if it weren't for the great crew and folks down in Milwaukee at Mitchell Field, many of the missions that we see don't get achieved because planes then have to actually physically land to refuel.
That's absolutely true. And the folks in Milwaukee who are just amazing, it's an incredible unit. They support missions all over the world all the time. They refuel Air Force One. They help move fighter jets and other jets around the world, restationing missions. They support real-world missions, different legs of a mission to get any given aircraft to some other point on the globe. Mm. And they do it really, really well. I'm really proud of them.
Well, it was one of the highlights of my life, quite frankly, to have that opportunity to fly in that aircraft and witness that firsthand. And wow, you just have a great respect for all the folks that are part of that mission. Also, you brought along a guest today, and of course, we know from previous comments that our appearances here that General May comes from the Air National Guard side, but now in your new role as interim adjutant general, you represent everybody in the Wisconsin right. National Guard, and you've balanced things out today, General.
Absolutely. Like we said on the break, I've got to have love for everybody, and I do truly love my Army brothers and sisters.
Yeah,
but continue the conversation. I wanted to make sure there was literal representation here today.
Well, we are welcome and honored to be joined by Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellebrand of the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Colonel, welcome. We appreciate you being here. And tell us just a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, Todd, and hello, listeners. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellebrand. I was born and raised in Darlington, Wisconsin.
Look at Southwest. That's fantastic.
That's right. And I joined as a high schooler, actually, in the Wisconsin Army National Guard as a way to help pay for college, get me through college. I did go here to UW-Madison. Mm-hmm. And so I've been serving now for 25 years. And it was always intended to be a part-time gig. And I loved it so much, and it gave me such satisfaction and such great challenge that I decided to stay. So I'm full-time, and right now I'm leading the charge in what we call our strength war. And that is our war on strength to make sure that we have enough people in boots in order to answer any call.
I am so thankful and grateful for the general bringing you here, so happy to have you here. Because one of the reasons, and we did this thanks to General May back in the December show, we had Captain Eagle, I believe it was, and she is a fighter pilot, and we got so many text emails from women saying thank you for having a woman leader, a female leader, because it gives my daughters and a couple of young women said it was so cool to hear that, because oftentimes I don't think that story gets told.
You're absolutely right. And I know I'm here to talk about recruitment, but I will just take a moment to share the amount of progress that we have made in order to allow women to serve more comfortably and safely, and just to be able to thrive in this organization. I couldn't be more proud.
Again, it's inspirational, not just to me, but I know to a lot of young women out there as well. So you've been in about 25 years, you said,
yes,
in total of the Army National Guard. How has your role changed? I mean, I grew up in Richland Center, so I'm a Southwest Wisconsin kid myself, but coming from that rural area, and now how many folks do you command?
I command about 750 at this time.
That's amazing.
I used to command the unit in Richland Center.
And did you really?
I took that unit, that engineer unit, over to Iraq in 2009 and 2010.
Well, congratulations and thank you. A friend of mine says it's kind of like Richland Center is kind of like Kevin Bacon, 6 degrees of separation. You'll find somebody that has a connection with Richland Center. It's like the Richland Center Mafia, kind of. Well, that's fantastic. And that's, unit's been there, what now, about 30 years, maybe 25, something like that?
It would be my guess, 25 or more.
Yeah, something like that. But it's an integral part of the community because you see folks there and they're out in the community and there's so much. Ambassadorship, I'll say. And because I think, like so many things, if you get to know someone, then that breaks down the walls and the barriers and the stereotypes. It's like, oh, they're just like real. They might wear a different, they might wear a uniform, but they're just real people like you and I.
They are exactly real people like you and I. We live and we work and we serve in those very communities. In fact, in the Wisconsin Army National Guard, we are located in 70 communities across the state of Wisconsin. And you'll see us out and about. It is unlikely that a person would feel confident enough to walk into an armory, though, unplanned, uninvited, and we know that. And so that's part of our message, too, is if you're interested in learning more about the military, of course, the first thing that people will do is go online. But if there's any interest in going to one of our local armories, we want you to understand that that is also welcome.
That's fantastic. I appreciate you putting that out there, because I wouldn't have known that, quite frankly. I spent a couple of terms with the Richland Center City Council. I didn't know you could just walk in there. So there you go. News you could use. We're going to come back, talk about inclusivity, talk about the EAA, and bring on another guest here, Paul Malloy from the EAA, and find out how all this is working together to get a little recruitment going, find out more, and quite frankly, just have some fun. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Wednesday, the 26th of June, 2024, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock, straight off the Spotify playlist of the general. That's Brigadier General David May, Wisconsin's interim adjutant general. How about that, General? Do you ask if we do it for you? There you go. you think you could, I mean, you know, I would think maybe that would be like, put that out there for recruitment purposes. Because the kids want to know what the general listens to.
Well, yeah, and I'd love to tell them.
Right. But in all seriousness, I think, you know, when people hear the title of general, it is a title that deserves respect. But having, you know, been for a few years as the military liaison for my former boss, again, you find out that there are friends and neighbors who are answering the call, and they're just humans behind the title and uniform.
Yep, generals are people too. I say that all the time.
Yeah. And you're cool. I mean, you like good music, and you're just. I mean, I say this, and you're a modest guy, but we had Mr. Zomers helped me out because the mad cow is affecting my old brain. But we had someone from the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs here for Memorial Day, and your name came up. And immediately he knew who you were. He's a veteran himself and could not say enough great things about your leadership in the state of Wisconsin and with the Wisconsin Air National Guard and now the National Guard in particular. So thank you for what you do.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Want to get your before we move on to the EAA general, a little breaking news earlier this morning. President Joe Biden issuing a proclamation pardoning thousands of U.S. veterans who were convicted under a military law, then this will be a surprise to some younger listeners, that actually banned gay sex, making them eligible to apply for previously withheld benefits. In a statement this morning, he announced the president did the clemency actions. Biden said he was, quote, righting an historic wrong, unquote, to pardon former service members, quote, who were convicted simply for being themselves, unquote. The ban held for more than six decades until Congress in 2013 amended the Uniform Code of Military Justice Article 125, which had criminalized consensual sodomy after the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, unquote. General, you're just, not to play a word, but your general thoughts on this, and you're not here for political purposes. We always are very careful to steer clear of that. But just as an airman, as someone who has served and who has led, what are your thoughts on the president's words today?
Well, I think it's essential that we give dignity and respect to everyone that has served, just like we do with everyone that's currently serving. Mm-hmm. And this is a big step past previous policies, and we're still moving past that, and there's still work to be done. But this I think is an important step in that. We are in Pride Month. Mm-hmm. The DoD theme is pride in all who serve, a place for all to serve. So you can't get much more inclusive than that. And again, I think we need to look back to all of those that have served honorably, and everyone that's serving now moving forward.
One of the things, my heroes in life, I had the honor to meet him a couple of times, now the late, great former General Colin Powell. And in his book, his biography, My American Journey, one of the ending stories he has is telling, I believe in Iraq, when Sam Donaldson from ABC News was kind of embedded right before one of the missions. He said, he asked a young black soldier, he said, how do you feel? How are you feeling right now? And the soldier, to paraphrase, responded and said, we're not afraid, sir. I'm with my family. And someone said, tell him again. He didn't hear. He said, I'll be okay because I'm with my family. And Powell writes this in his book, quote, we have to start thinking of America as a family. We have to stop screeching at each other, stop hurting each other, and instead start caring for, sacrificing for, and sharing with each other. We have to stop constantly criticizing, which is the way of the malcontent, and instead get back to the can-do attitude that made America. We have to keep trying and risking failing in order to solve this country's problems, unquote. Again, the words of the late, great General Colin Powell. General May, to me, again, any organization always has an exception, but to me, my time and experience around particularly Wisconsin's men and women who serve, it's a family.
It absolutely is. And as much or more than any organization I've ever come in contact with. And honestly, that's why I'm still here. Mm-hmm. I've been in 28 years. I could have moved on a long time ago, but I stay for the people because they're my Guard family. And regardless of what I have to accomplish that day, I know who I get to accomplish it with. And right. That makes all the difference.
Well, I commend the president's actions. I commend your words today. And, as I happen to be a gay person, one of my great heroes is Willie Nelson. And when Willie Nelson was asked by Rolling Stone, Willie, what do you think about gay marriage? And he said, quote, look, I'm all for it. He goes, they might as well be as miserable as the rest of us. So I thought that was pretty good. I thought that was right. We're all equal. We're all just people. And that's one of the great things that I admire about military service. And again, one of my big regrets, I never served. But when you put on that uniform, you're Americans.
Yes.
And you're America's military. And yes, there might be friendly competition between Army and Air Force or Coast Guard and Marine and whatnot, Navy. But at the end of the day, it's the uniform, it's the flag on the patch that brings everybody together.
Yeah. We're all equal, and we all have talents. And there shouldn't be any barriers to people who are inclined to bring those talents to the armed forces where they're badly needed.
We are talking to Brigadier General David May, Wisconsin's interim adjutant general, also Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hillebrand of the Wisconsin Army National Guard. And yes, Paul, I'm sorry, I haven't forgotten you, but you know the general takes precedent. We're happy to, we just got about 3 minutes here. We're going to pick it up and focus really on the EAA in the next segment. But Paul Malloy from the EAA coming up in Oshkosh, we're going to be there broadcasting live for a day or two.
Fantastic. So
welcome, and tell us a little bit about yourself, Paul.
Oh, thank you, Todd. I am the Director of Education at EAA, which is the Experimental Aircraft Association, located up in Oshkosh. And I myself am a transplant. I came out of Utah. I was recruited by EAA to take over their education program right out of the classroom where I was teaching U.S. history to the 7th and 8th grade level, and also running a very successful speech and debate program for 8th and 9th graders. And loved every moment of that. Absolutely. And talking about family, that's you know, a cadre of teachers definitely feels like a family when it's working right with the administration. And I had been to EAA's Air Venture as a guest. I have two brothers that are very much into aviation. I myself had the opportunity to serve in the Air Force and flew a little bit. And so I had always been interested in aviation. And so after coming here to Oshkosh in 2018, I went back to my school and started an aviation club. But looking for more materials and things to do with the kids that were interested in the after-school club, I heard about something that EAA was experimenting with, was building up, called Aero Educate. And we can talk more about that later.
Yeah.
But super excited to be here with you.
And if we're excited to have you, and we'll talk more about it in the upcoming segment. But I've been there a couple of times, and the last time my youngest godson is a graduate of UW-Madison as well from the School of Engineering and got an aerospace, and he went there and ended up, you know, he is now working for Department of Defense on the civilian side out in Bremerton working on ships. So you can get your start right at the EAA. We're talking about it more also from civilian, from military side, and also more from the General's Playlist right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Sometimes people come into your life, you're like, I just like hanging out with this person. And that's exactly the way I feel every time Brigadier General David May stops by. He is here today. He, of course, is the current Wisconsin Interim Adjutant General. He commands the Wisconsin Air National Guard, responsible for emergency management, also serves as Wisconsin's Homeland Security Advisor, chairs the Homeland Security Council, and serves as the senior state official for cyber matters. You have a busy day, General.
It's a bit packed.
It's a bit packed. Yeah. But I mean, it's a lot to balance all of this out. I know you've been so gracious as to credit the people around you before, but just personally for a moment, this has to be kind of a cool thing for you to have this point in your career where, let's face it, you're the top dog right now.
It's a huge opportunity. Very honored that the governor asked me to be the interim for some period of time. I do get a lot of help. I do get a lot of help for sure. Nobody's looking to me to be the expert in I don't think anything at this point. But yeah, it's mostly fun, to be honest with you.
That's awesome.
Because it's exciting.
Yeah.
Again, working with people, trying to do important things, trying to do them well, you know, dealing with storms over the weekend with emergency management or whatever it might be. There's always good people trying to do good things.
And I think that's one of the things that I miss in my I had 5 years where I was the military liaison for my former boss, the congressman. And every time I got to go to D.C. or I went to West Point or did military academy days or around anybody in the military, I always came away excited and just energized. That energy must be intoxicating.
It is. And I think I told you this before, but my favorite thing is to be around the young people, especially people, airmen, soldiers that have been in a couple of years. They're starting to lay the groundwork with their military career. Maybe they're using their educational benefits. They've got, you know, professional goals, personal goals. And you just say, hey, tell me what's going on in your life. And the things they tell you are just amazing. It just, you know, just fills you right up with optimism and joy to hear these young people getting their start in life.
And that's one of the things I hear. We've been traveling around the state more this year. And a lot of people, it's good for me to hear. They say, Todd, we just turn the news off because it's overwhelming and it's depressing and I can't do anything about it and I don't want to listen to it. And that's why one of our goals this year is to bring some positivity stories where people can come away saying, wow, there is some hope out there, and you all bring that to the table. So I thank you all very much. Also joining us at the table, Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellebrand from Wisconsin's Army National Guard, which she continues to tell me is better than the Air National Guard. No, not really, but
older and better.
We're going to get back to Lieutenant Colonel in just a moment. But we want to bring on again Paul Malloy from the EAA in Oshkosh. We'll be there, Civic Media, covering that here later this summer. Paul, tell us a little bit more, because I think a lot of us in Wisconsin, we hear, oh, EAA, that's that flying thing over in Oshkosh.
Right.
But it's so, I've had an honor to be there a couple of times. It's so much more than a quote-unquote fly-in. Explain to folks who might not be aware what the EAA actually is.
You know, sometimes we refer to the EAA Air Venture as like the mecca of general aviation, sport aviation, if you will. And we will have, in that 1 week, we'll have 10,000 aircraft that will come and be there. So we have place for all of them. And so we have parking and grass areas all over the, I think we have 500 acres.
Wow.
And on top of that, then we have guest performers who are coming in and doing aerobatics. We have all of the different military services are represented, including the Army National Guard, for sure. But it's all about aviation. And everybody that comes, again, you know, to kind of maybe leverage the same tone that we talked about before, it's a family.
Yeah.
And it becomes a family reunion. You're pulling people from all over the United States plus international countries. Last year, we had 93 different countries that were represented. And they come because of this feeling of camaraderie, of being together in the spirit of aviation, which is our tagline at EAA. For that 1 week of Air Venture, Oshkosh, which is kind of a physically large airport, but it doesn't have any commercial service. But for that 1 week, it becomes the busiest airport in the world.
That's fantastic, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
It is. I mean, more busy than Dulles or LAX or San Francisco. It just and really even busier than Dubai or London Heathrow.
Yeah.
You know, all of these big airports. It is the busiest airport in the world. And in the meantime, yes, we have a lot of activities for adults. They come in and they learn. They get to do some hands-on things, learning how to build, learning how to maintain aircraft, right? Learning how to maintain an engine. And there's a lot of that. But at the same time, what a lot of people are not aware of is that we actually have a lot of opportunities for youth.
Yeah.
And in fact, because of a generous donation from Boeing, all youth 18 and under are free. So they are allowed to come in any day, all day, every day, and be able to experience all of the excitement of things that are going in the air, plus all of the things that are available to them on the ground. And there are just dozens and dozens of different things that they can do on the ground. They can interact at KidVenture. They can come over to the Aero Educate Center. There is youth activity areas that are both in the Warbird area and the Vintage area have youth activities. The Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA, has a definite youth activity area. And it just goes on and on and on and on.
One of the things, Paul, that I've been, you know, impressed with in my time there, A, how easy it is actually to park. There's a lot of people, but it goes pretty smoothly.
It does.
You go in the grass. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And B, the diversity of things to do. Yeah, the air show is really cool. And if you're not a general that gets to fly on cool aircraft all the time, you get to actually be there and watch these aircraft right over your head. You feel the power of it, you know, in the air. But also, you know, if you're in the market for a Learjet, you can just, it's really cool because there are actually people there for, in the market for a Learjet.
Yes.
But common dudes and women like you and I mean, you can go and sit on these Learjets like, you know, I think I like one in red better, you know? I mean, but I mean, you get to experience this, the tactile, you get to sit in it. And then finally, this really large area where if you are a young person or someone looking to change careers, there's all this information about aerospace, but also other vocations as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, there's a lot of crossover applications. And one of the things that we hear is that, you know, we often talk about that person in the cockpit, right? Mm-hmm. What we forget too frequently is that there are hundreds and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people that support what that person in the cockpit does. And it is such a wide variety. One of the things that I do when I'm working with youth, talking with youth in my capacity as director of education, I say, you know, any skill, any talent you can think of has a correlation in aerospace. Yeah. And then I would say, test me. Ask me, what do you want to do? And I've had kids. And well, I want to be a plumber. And I said, excellent. Have you ever seen a jet engine out of the jet? Look at all the plumbing that's on that thing, right? Or somebody would say, well, I want to be a chef. And I say, excellent. Be, you know, like an executive aircraft chef.
Right.
You know, top-notch chef anywhere in the world would be jealous to have those kinds of jobs. Or I had one young man says, well, I'm going to be a professional athlete. And I said, you really want to be, you know, test yourself physically? Go be a fighter pilot.
Yes, absolutely. We're talking with Paul Malloy from the EAA, also Brigadier General David May, Wisconsin's Interim Adjutant General, and also Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. And Colonel Hellenbrand, talk to us a little bit about, because one of the cool things, the other things that Paul's touched on here at the EAA is this chance to explore career opportunities. And for my money, again, one of my big regrets in life, I don't have many, but that I didn't serve. But if someone is looking at it, it doesn't have to be a high school kid or a college person. I mean, what age can you join the Wisconsin National Guard at?
You can join anywhere from the ages of 17 to 42.
See it right there. So if you're looking for something, maybe a career change in your late 20s or early 30s, what have you, tell folks a little bit about what you do as Wisconsin Army National Guard or National Guard, both Air and Army, at an event like this.
Sure. So a lot of people just really don't understand that we have so many different types of jobs and different types of vocations in the Army and in the Air National Guard. In the Army National Guard, we have what we call maneuver elements. So we've got infantry, field artillery, etc. We've already touched on the fact that we have the super cool aircraft, the Black Hawks, and the medical.
On the Army side.
On the Army side, right. Yep. The Black Hawks.
So the Army flies, too.
That's right. So when you see us in the air, in the Madison area, in the West Bend area, that's us. That's actually Army. Mm-hmm. And we've got the medical evacuation helicopters as well. Mm-hmm. We do additional things like we do cyber, we do security, we do IT, administration, we have cooks, we have mechanics, we've got wheeled vehicle operators, truck drivers, really the gamut. We've got about 60 different jobs in our arsenal across the state of Wisconsin.
So, you know, what if someone's listening to us today and say, well, I've always kind of felt a calling to serve, maybe one of their parents or grandparents served, but I don't know, it's kind of intimidating. And honestly, like, I am not ripped. Like you know, I'm not going to win any, you know, tough mudder competitions. What are kind of the physical requirements? Do people have to be ripped to join the Wisconsin National Guard?
I love that question, Todd. No, the answer is no. And you can't see me, but I am not ripped. I was certainly in better shape when I was younger when I joined, but it's a physical. We have physical requirements for sure. We need to be able to lift heavy amounts of weight. We need to be able to run. We need to exercise on our own as well,
sure.
And so have our own discipline, our own regimen. But the Army can really help a person develop that if they don't have it. So the really like the basic requirements for a person if they're interested in joining the military is that they would need to meet body composition standards, and those are less restrictive if you're trying to join the military than if you're in the military, because there's an opportunity for people who want to change their lives by joining the military, where we allow them to join and then get themselves up to speed physically. Mm-hmm. We take an Army combat physical fitness test. We also have what the ASVAB is, a test that most people are familiar with. That's a way that we determine eligibility as well. Where I think we struggle is that the military sort of, and in our state, we sort of retracted from the public's eye, even though during COVID we were activated many, many times in order to support our state. And so there's less veterans in our population right now, and there's just less awareness, and people are giving less thought to the fact that military service might work well for or be a good fit for our youth, or people who are looking for a career change.
Yeah. About a minute left here, about a minute and a half before the next break. But what, coming from Schulzburg, I'm a kid from Richland Center, what has your time in the military taught? What have you learned about yourself from having joined the Wisconsin National Guard?
Well, I do have to correct you. I'm not from Schulzburg.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm from Darlington.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's fair. It's a big difference, folks. Believe me. The Darlington Redbirds.
That's right. Darlington Redbirds.
But what have you discovered about yourself in this quarter century in service?
That's a great question. I am incredibly resilient, and I didn't understand that. I have been tested over and over and over again, and I can do anything.
Wow.
Without a doubt, I am so confident that no challenge will get me down.
And what would you say to, in particular, as a woman, to young women listening? Is this something they should consider?
I do, and I have a daughter. And one of the first things that I try to explain to just about anybody is that women can serve too. And look at me. Women are soldiers and airmen as well. Mm-hmm. You can do it. It doesn't mean you have to fit the Army or the Air Force's mold entirely. We are adapting to what the best leaders look like.
Yeah.
And it may not look like the traditional soldier or airman that you've grown accustomed to while you've grown up in history.
My mother listens. She won't like this, but I'll say it anyway. I said it of Captain Eagle. You're just badass. I mean, that's what it's about right there. Come on back. We'll wrap up our conversation with Brigadier General David May and his crew. Don't miss it. It's the All Balls Show for a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You guys know me so well.
Like you've been here before.
Perhaps.
Proving that generals are cool, that is the playlist. Brigadier General David May, he is Wisconsin's interim general, commander of the Wisconsin National Guard, responsible for emergency management, homeland security. Basically, if you're safe today, thank General May. But welcome back to the program. 9 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Coming up at the top of the hour, Maggie Dawn will be in with her fine program from 2 until 4, the Maggie Dawn Show, right after our show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Time always escapes us. It's kind of a speed round. Want to get to this. We are here not just with General May, although we're always happy to have him here. We're also here with Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hillebrand of the Wisconsin Army National Guard and Paul Malloy of the EAA in Oshkosh. And also going to talk a little bit about Aero Educate in a moment. But first of all, General, we talked with Paul there about this, the diversity of events at the EAA. Describe a little bit more if people want to come and find out about the Wisconsin National Guard. What are y'all going to have there?
We are completely embedded in the schedule this year. We started talking to Paul about the Aero Educate agenda specifically months ago, and we have guest speakers talking specifically about things like how to become a pilot in the Air National Guard, things like careers beyond the cockpit, aviation support, as Paul mentioned earlier. We'll have a KC-135 there that people can walk through.
Sweet.
There'll be a couple block times just for young people. So mm-hmm. if you come to EAA with a young person, check in with Aero Educate. You'll get a schedule specifically with things geared towards kids, and we've got a lot
cool.
of those. We have a boom simulator. We talked about the boom earlier. There's a time reserved for kids to do that. We will have an F-35 on the ground that
really?
Won't be able to touch it, but you'll be able to get close enough to it, and we'll have pilots there. like Sarah Eagle and yeah. and Banshee, who you yep. met last year,
yep.
To tell you all about it, and that'll be fantastic. And we'll have on Wednesday, which is the big Women Venture Day and Girl Venture Day, a number of speakers that will talk about women in aviation and girls in aviation specifically. So I've got a bunch of people that are signed up to come and present and do panels and show young people, old people, all kind of cool things that we've got going on in the Wisconsin National Guard.
You know, I mean, we've all known each other like a year or so in general, but one of the things that I might take away is your commitment to diversity in the Wisconsin National Guard and going out of your way to make sure that we have women on this show, they're representative, that we have a diverse group of folks coming on and talking. You have to be proud of the mission that your entire organization, but you head that up, of highlighting whether, you know, it's like the colonel here or whether Captain Eagle, whoever it is, that it's not just white males that serve in the Wisconsin National Guard.
That's correct. And like I alluded to earlier, there's talent everywhere. Mm-hmm. And if that talent is interested in coming to our organization, we want you and right. we want you to feel included and respected. And if you're in this organization, I want you to meet your fullest potential and have nothing standing in your way to do that.
One of the cool things about you as well, General, is you're very out there in the community. You talk to people all the time. You don't just stand or sit behind a desk or whatever. If someone's listening today and considering a career in the Wisconsin National Guard, Air Army, what would be the one or two things that you think they need to hear today that might be holding them back?
So I guess one thing that I would point to is look at the fact that the majority of the people that join both the Army and the Air National Guard choose to stay. Mm-hmm. So we normally talk about recruiting. How do we entice people to join the organization? Well, judge us by the people that choose to stay, which, like I said, is the vast majority. They choose to stay because of the opportunities that they find here. They find the family environment. They find educational opportunities. They get a military career. A track, they make progress towards their goals, they're coached, they're mentored, they're supported, they make friends for a lifetime, and in most cases they stay with us a long time. Guard careers are very long. So look at that, and I think if people are looking for something to do in their life, that's very telling.
Skills you can use outside of the military, and also if you want to further your education, the educational benefits to me are two of the big things.
Absolutely. Whether it's a technical training school, we have 16 fabulous technical training schools here in Wisconsin, and of course, you know, world-class universities all around, and we will absolutely pay for that.
Paul, time is running out, but I want to make sure we get in this as the general spoke about the Aero Educate. Tell folks about that.
So Aero Educate was created by EAA and officially launched in Air Venture 22 as a way to get kids a location, a hub resource, if you will, that allows them to explore any way that they want. It's not like a curriculum. It's not like there's a start and a finish point. It's an online resource that allows people to, and by people, I mean anybody from kindergarten through high school, their parents, their youth group leaders, teachers. We have resources available for teachers that are allow youth to be able to explore all the possibilities within aerospace and aviation, and it's completely free. And as of right this month, we have now 50,000 youth that are registered wow. and working on the different activities. We have 200 activities, mm-hmm. 22 different badges that they can earn. These are digital achievement badges that help us kind of keep track of their progress. And it's just a fun environment. But at the same time, they're picking up real skills. Mm-hmm. They're picking up real knowledge. And when they graduate from high school, they can have an aviation-focused resume. They can have a transcript of all of the activities that they've completed. They can have an industry-vetted plan of action for post-high school. Wow. So whether it's on-the-job training, whether it's a two-year tech college, whether it's a four-year degree, all of this gets laid out for them in Aero Educate.
Amazing. Can't wait to be there to cover this. For folks, very quickly, that want more information, what's the website they can go to for EAA?
www.aeroeducate.org, O-R-G, and Aero is A-E-R-O, Educate.
And Mr. Zomers will put that in the show notes. Quickly, Colonel, in a minute, if you can, what would be your final thought to those listening across the state of Wisconsin on the importance of joining Wisconsin's National Guard?
I would say that your citizens, Your local citizens and your neighbors need you to consider service, so really think about it. We understand that the military is not suitable for everyone, but if you have any interest or you know of people in your life who may consider military service, it does not hurt to learn about it. Our recruiters are incredible professionals. They will not continue to bother you if you say, right, I came here for information, now I'm done, I'm not interested. But if there is nothing lost if you will contact us and ask the questions. That's NationalGuard.com.
Perfect. General May, last word, 30 seconds.
Go airnationalguard.com, GOANG.com. In addition to what Colonel Hellenbrand here said, thank you so much for having us back on the show. How about we meet at Northern Lightning? Actually, we'll probably see you at EAA before.
I will.
I'll stop by and say
I'm on for both events. We always appreciate you. He's fantastic. Brigadier General David May, Lieutenant Colonel Shannon Hellenbrand, and Paul Malloy from EAA. Thank you all. We appreciate you so much. Remember, folks, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum. See you tomorrow.